This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. The NBA season opens today, and one longtime referee will not be part of it. Tim Donaghy pleaded guilty to betting on league games last season. He'll be sentenced next month. He faces up to 25 years in prison and more than $500,000 in fines. That has caused a problem for writer Katie Davis, who coached a boys' basketball team in Washington, D.C.
I do not want to hear the big "I told you so." The guys on my neighborhood team used to say all the time that the referees cheated, and I argued hard with them. The first time I heard it, we'd just lost a game in a dingy church gym, 105-70. The guys slouched off the court, muttering, and nothing I said helped. I tried, "Let's learn from this loss." I got glares. Outside on the sidewalk, they huddled around me. "We lost because the referees cheated." Now, this was the kind of conversation I waited for, a chance to talk to the guys about sportsmanship and losing gracefully, a life lesson. "No excuses," I said. "You cannot blame others for your failure. You have to look at yourselves." "No," the guys said. "The referee helped the other team win." Now, I kept an audio diary that season, so here, listen to Wiley and Clayton right after that game.
"He wasn't calling nothing. I mean, he was calling everything on us, but not for us. And all the other team was doing was just collecting their points off of that. He was just straight cheating. Like, we was getting fouled. I know I got punished that game."
Do you really think a referee would cheat?
Yeah, if they pay him. Because that's what happened in our football season when we was down at Francis. They paid the referees to cheat in us. That's why we ain't never win no games.
To my mind, the refs are professional, and they're paid, and they're careful. So what do you think?
I think that's a crock, because that ref was cheating. Everybody on the team got fouled, and nobody got sent to the line. We was getting clean blocks, and he was calling them as fouls, and they kept going to the line because they foul line shooters.
The National Basketball Association says that referee Tim Donaghy is a rogue, isolated criminal. But I have joined the guys on this one. I figure there are other referees cheating in the NBA and in school and community leagues. They just haven't gotten caught yet. And this cynicism goes against my natural inclinations. But look around. Marion Jones turned in her Olympic medals for steroid use. It is hard to talk sportsmanship these days, especially when I no longer automatically trust the referees. So I am recrafting my post-game talk. It begins like this. You know, people do cheat sometimes, and sometimes they get away with it. But the problem is, I am not sure what to tell the guys after that.
Writer Katie Davis, who occasionally coaches a basketball team in Washington, D.C.